This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The former director of the National Institutes of Health, who recently resigned, says he fears aggressive downsizing could impact public health for generations. CBS's Sharon Alfonsi spoke to him on 60 Minutes.
Dr. Francis Collins spent 32 years at the National Institutes of Health, serving as the agency's director for 12 years under three presidential administrations. But he says even he was unprepared for the speed and severity of budget cuts at the NIH.
Almost immediately after inauguration, there were statements made that you were not allowed, for instance, to start any new projects.
Collins joined the NIH in 1993 to lead the Human Genome Project and later directed the agency's development of new tests, therapeutics, and vaccines during the pandemic.
Since January, 1,300 NIH employees have been fired and more than $2 billion in research grants canceled. President Trump is standing by his trade tariffs, especially when it comes to China. CBS's Torian Small reports.
President Donald Trump insists China wants to make a trade deal as he defends his policies.
We were losing hundreds of billions of dollars a year with China, and now they're not doing any business with us. Something's going to happen that's going to be positive.
According to a new CBS News poll, 62% of respondents say he's focusing too much on tariffs, while 69% say he's not focused enough on lowering prices.
In Vancouver last night, a vehicle plowed into a crowd at a street festival, killing at least 11 people and injuring dozens more. This man saw it happen.
It looked like a bowling ball hitting bowling pins and the pins just flying out. Seeing bodies just flying in the air was incredibly shocking.
As for the suspect,
investigators have not named the suspect, identifying him as the 30-year-old Vancouver man who was known to police. He was detained by the crowd until authorities arrived and was heard telling them, "I'm sorry."
We've had substantive contact with them over mental health issues.
CBS's Elise Preston in Vancouver. More than 300 officers from multiple agencies conducted a raid on an illegal nightclub in Colorado Springs overnight. More than 100 people were arrested, including many suspected of being in the U.S. illegally. Jonathan Pullen is with the Rocky Mountain DEA.
This is an underground illegal nightclub, okay? And what was happening inside was significant drug trafficking, prostitution, crimes of violence.
Among those arrested, several active duty military. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 49. A few showers and storms toward daybreak. Monday, showers and storms, some severe. We could see large hail, damaging winds, and possibility of tornadoes. A high near 71 degrees. It will be windy most of the day.
It's 64 at our studios.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in those headphones. We're celebrating the class of 1999 with the best and maybe forgotten hits of 99. Side A was more focused on hits. Side B will be more of a select vibe. We'll hear from Beastie Boys, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Korn, and a lot more. We begin with a band we featured a while ago from Madison with their biggest hit to date. Here is Citizen King, Better Days, to kick off Side B of the class of 99 on WFHR's Unlabeled.
My shoes, my toes are busted. My kitchen says my bread is molded. I got a good job at the dollar store. 1 foot in the hole, 1 foot getting deeper with a broken mirror and a blown out speaker. And I ain't got much else to lose. I'm faded, flat busted, been jaded, I've been dusted. I know that I've seen better days. To lose, 'cause I've seen better days. I've been a star on many plays. I've seen better days.
And the bottom drops out.
I've seen better days. I've been a star on many plays. I've seen better days.
And the bottom drops out.
I've been star of many plays. I've seen better days.
You will do this 4 times with the left, 4 with the right, then 8 times with both.
Baseline out. Uh-huh. Jiggle. Uh-huh. Bounce with it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let it bump, though. Driving some of the hottest cars New Yorkers ever seen. For dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard. From the dope spot with the smoke block, clinging the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell, but since when y'all know me to fail. Nah, we all my with the rubber grips or shots. And if you with me, mama, rubber your and whatnot. I'm from the school of the hard knocks. We must not let outsiders violate our blocks. And my plot is stick up the world and split it 50-50. It's take the dough and stay real jiggy. It's sip the Chris and get pissy. Flow infinitely like the memory of my Biggie. Baby, you know it's hell when I come through. The life and times of Sean Carter, volume 2. Locked down in a 10x4, controlling our house. We live in hard knocks. We don't take over, we ball blocks. Burn them down and you can have it back, daddy. I'd rather that. I float for chicks wishing they ain't have to strip to pay tuition. I see your vision, mama. I put my money on the long shots. All my ballers that's born the clock. No one will be on top, whether I perform or not. I went from lukewarm to hot. sleeping on futons and cots, the king size, green machines, the green fives, the scene pies, let the thing between my eyes analyze life's ills, then I put it down tight grill, I'm tight grill with the phony rappers, y'all might feel we homies, I'm like still, y'all don't know me, I'm tight grill, when my situation ain't improving, I'm trying to murder everything moving, feel me? Gotta eat, stay on my toes. Got a lot of beef, so logically, I pray on my foes. Hustling still inside of me. And as far as progress, you'd be hard-pressed to find another rapper hot as me. I gave you prophecy on my first joint, and y'all all lamed out. Didn't really appreciate it till the second one came out. So I stretched the game out, etched your name out, put Jigger on top, and drop albums non-stop for you, nigga.
Man lie. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
With the bird, the shed is so lonely of you.
The first single from their 99 album Californication, Red Hot Chili Peppers' Scar Tissue. On the way, we got DMX, Mos Def, Korn, Chris Cornell. Next, it's the next episode. Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Dogg, Corrupt, and Nate Dogg. Hold up, wait. It's the next episode on WFHR's Unlabeled. That was terrible, and that was the best.
Up with Amigo Double G. Snoop Dogg. Da, 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 da. You know I'm mobbing with the D.R.E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who's back up in this.
What?
So, stop this. Yeah, stop Snoop.
Top dog, buy them all. Burn it. D.P., J.C., my turn it. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Look. Yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my when she got in the back door. Looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this just a swing in my. We're talking, walk if you're down with the set. Take a with some and take this on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your get cracked, jet your trap, come back, get back. That's the part of success. If you believe in the X, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the D.R.E.
Dr. Drake.
You know I'm mobbing with the D.O.G. Straight off the CBT. King of the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. Look, whoop the veal rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop. What? Dre and Snoop down in the lag. With Doc in the back sipping on. In the dipping through hood. Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central out to the west side. This California love, this California got a gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club with my jeans on and my team strong. Get my drink on and my smoke on, then go home with something to poke on.
What's up, bitch?
Locust on for the 2000. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up, hey, woman. Be thinking we soft, we don't play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up, hey, well my to be acting too bold. Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey, be warm every day.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The former director of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, tells CBS's 60 Minutes current downsizing could impact health for generations.
When you're talking about clinical trials for Alzheimer's disease or cancer that may take 3 or 4 years, you can't just go in and decide, I'm going to shut those down and maybe I'll try something else. Those are people's lives at risk.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is defending President Trump's trade tariffs. He was asked on ABC if Trump has spoken with China's president.
I don't know if President Trump has spoken with President Xi. I know they have a very good relationship and a lot of respect for each other.
8 murder charges filed against a suspect in a ramming attack on a Vancouver street festival. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney extended condolences to those affected.
I know that I join all Canadians in mourning with you. I know that Canadians are united with you.
At least 11 people were killed. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 49. A few showers and storms toward daybreak. Monday, showers and storms, some severe. We could see large hail, damaging winds, and possibility of tornadoes. A high near 71 degrees. It will be windy most of the day. Right now, it's 62.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From 1999's album Issues, Korn with Make Me Bad. Such a good bass line. Still got Chris Cornell and Rage Against the Machine on the way, which is kind of funny. I didn't plan on that, but that's pretty much Audioslave. Now with a cover of the New Order classic, here's Orgy, Blue Monday, on WFHR's Unlabeled.
They'll turn away no more. thinks is wrong. What could she want with me? Yeah. Wait just 1 minute here. I can see that she's trying to read me. Suddenly I know she's going to change the world. She's going to change the world. She's going to change the world. But she can't change me. No, she can't.
Song, maybe my favorite of his solo work. Also, good video. Check it out. The first single released by Chris Cornell from his debut solo album, Euphoria Morning, Can't Change Me. Time to wrap up this tape. Big thank you to everyone for the requests and listening. Spread the word and let all of our fellow 90s music lovers know about the show. We wrap up the class of 1999, Best of 99, with Rage Against the Machine from their album, The Battle of Los Angeles. Turn it up. It's Guerrilla Radio. It has to start somewhere. It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? On WFHR's Unlabeled. We'll be right back.
time? What better place than here? What better time than now?
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration plan to cut the budget of the National Institutes of Health has raised concerns. This NIH employee spoke on CBS's 60 Minutes.
Doctors and nurses and scientists can't function without a lot of other resources. They need an entire support infrastructure, and that has now been decimated.
1,300 NIH employees have been fired, billions in research grants canceled. The man wanted for ramming into a crowd at a Vancouver street festival has been charged with 8 counts of second-degree murder. Ken Sim is Vancouver's mayor.
Mental health appears to be the underlying issue here.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker hosted a 12-hour-long live stream today on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. They criticized the GOP and Trump administration policies. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 49. A few showers and storms toward daybreak. Monday, showers and storms, some severe. We could see large hail, damaging winds, and possibility of tornadoes. A high near 71 degrees. It will be windy most of the day.
It's 60 at our studios.
Old Dutch potato chips. Old Dutch, the snappy chips.
Crispy, crunchy, light and snappy, Old Dutch potato chips.
Old Dutch, the crispiest. Old Dutch, the tastiest. Crispy, crunchy, light and snappy, Old Dutch potato chips.
Welcome to Masters of Mystery, brought to you by Old Dutch Foods and recorded before live audience.
Old Dutch potato chips.
Old Dutch, the snappy chips. Crispy, crunchy, light and snappy, Old Dutch potato chips.
Fans of Fairless Mysteries and chilling thrillers gather together in the mystery room at Lucky's 13 Pub in lovely downtown Mendota, Minnesota. Each month, the country's greatest crime writers are summoned as we dissect their literary murders, disclose their writing journeys, and perhaps persuade them to divulge the secrets behind their captivating plots. So, dear listener, settle into your comfiest armchair with your favorite Old Dutch snack and prepare to be enthralled as you are immersed in the minds of the masters of mystery. Here's your host, Rob Young.
I'm Michael McBride. I am a writer, and more than anything, I'm just a super curious person. I love coming to these events and listening to the authors talk. I always leave inspired, and hopefully you will tonight as well. I'll get us started by introducing them. We have Natalie Fowler. She is an attorney who traded legal briefs for ghost stories. Now she's an author, paranormal investigator, researcher, and psychic medium. She writes about history's darker corners in books like Monsters of the Midwest, Monsters of the Northeast. and Ghostly Tales of Pennsylvania, and more on the way. She's also a regular contributor to Fate magazine, which you probably see on your table, so you actually have a taste of those. And as the historian for Ghost Stories, Inc., Natalie helps writers and artists find inspiration in haunted locations. She has investigated paranormal hotspots across the country, from Charles Manson crime scenes and Deadwood and the Morris Jummel Mansion. Locally, she's uncovered 75 years of lost history at Four Paws, rewriting some of the most famous ghost stories. Her book, The Spirit's Way Home, chronicles her journey from skeptical lawyer to reluctant psychic medium, and won multiple COVR awards. She's also a familiar face at the famously haunted Palmer House, which you were telling us about earlier, at Sauk Center, where she is such a common guest, she wanders the lobby in her socks. She appeared on Ghost Hunters and Dead Files, though the latter cut her footage when she refused to act scared. When a paranormal mystery, with a paranormal mystery series, a horror novel, and The Spirit's Way Forward in the works, Natalie's ghostly adventures continue. And tonight, she's joined by A.W. Powers, who is a writer and perpetual student. Perpetual student of both this world and whatever lies beyond. He's the author of Psychic Guardian Angel series, of paranormal thrillers, the standalone thriller Properly Dead, and co-writer of In Too Deep, which was a Freddie Award finalist for writing excellence. Under his alter ego, William J. Anderson, he is a poet, essayist, and dedicated force in the Twin Cities literary community. He founded the Cracked Walnut Writing Collective, the Fifth Wednesday Reading Series at Merriam Park Library, and the Blank Verse Reading Series at North Twin Library. His work has appeared in Dark Side of the Loon, a Twin Cities Sisters of Crime anthology series, and Turning Points, a collection of essays and activism. Whether writing thrillers, poetry, or essays, A.W. Powers, or William J. Anderson, is always exploring the boundaries of storytelling. He lives and writes in the northwest suburb of Minneapolis, still accepting that he knows very little, but having a great time trying to figure it all out. As an intensely curious person myself, I have lots of questions, and maybe you do too. Write them down, we'll hold them to the end. Now please join me in giving Bill and Natalie a warm welcome.